Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to start with verse 45. It says this, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and bought it." This actually is just a beautiful part of the Bible. Absolutely beautiful. And you might say, well, okay, I don't get it. But there is something amazing in this part of the Bible. And it's kind of my privilege to share that. Because it really is something that shows how amazing God's love is for us. Now, when I grew up, many people explain this part of the Bible as the great pearl is salvation, and it certainly could be. It certainly could have multiple meanings, no doubt about that. Not refuting that at all. And so many people have said, salvation is that great pearl, and we should give everything that we have so that we can obtain salvation. Fine, that's great. Obtain that kingdom of heaven, great. But I want you to look at it in a different way today. I want you to look at it as Jesus is the merchant. I want you to look at this from a different angle, because when you look at it from a different angle, something beautiful comes out of it. So this says, again, this is Jesus talking, and he's talking, and he gave many parables about the kingdom of heaven and how it's referred to and how to think about it. And this is one of those. And he says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a beautiful, or is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. And I want you to think of yourself as the beautiful pearl. I want you to think of yourself as the beautiful pearl. And when you begin to realize what you are in God's sight, you will just love Him even more. You will see the love that He has for you. And as the Bible says, it says, we love Him because He first loved us. And we look at this part of the Bible, and it says that there is a merchant, and he's seeking beautiful pearls. And you are that beautiful pearl. And one of the things that it says is that when this merchant found one pearl of great price, he sold everything. Think about this. I remember because I grew up in the church, and I would hear people say, but I never had any reason to believe, you know, from the Bible. It sounded like a great thought. It really sounded like a great thought when I would hear people say, I would hear people say that Jesus would have died for you if you were the only person on the earth. I would, oh, that sounds wonderful. It sounds like God. I'm not sure I ever seen it in the scripture. I'm never sure I ever seen it in the Bible. But then I came across this, and it's like, it's there. It's there. Jesus says he would do all of what he did. That's what the parable is. He would give everything that he has for one pearl. And that's who you are in his eyes. You are that great pearl. You are that precious pearl. You are something of such great value to God that he looks at you and says, you are worth it. You are worth it. Your value is much more than you can imagine. You think, well, I don't do anything. I don't have talents. I don't have that much abilities. I don't have a platform. I don't have a great influence around me. But yet God sees you, and Jesus tells this parable, and he says, for one pearl of great price, I would do this. You have this a tremendous affection towards you from God. The Bible even tells us in another place that Jesus' prayer is, I desire to be with them. He desires to be with you. So much so that he went to the cross to eliminate all obstacles of being with you. There was sin in the way. There was all kinds of things in the way. There was all kinds of rules and requirements, and we see that in the Old Testament. And Jesus came to wipe all that away. He wanted to make it so easy that you could come into the throne of grace, as the Bible says. The Bible says you could come to the throne of grace and mercy at any time. You just come right in. You don't have to go through all the ceremonies. You don't have to go through all the washings. You don't have to go through all the things. It's not just once a year. It's any time you want. You come to God because Jesus has made that way because He desired to be with you, because you are that one pearl of great price that was worth it. And He wants to be with you. And He wants to have a relationship with you. And the Bible tells us that your value is much greater than we probably imagine. It is much greater than we can imagine. You say, well, I got this sickness and I got this and I there's all these things and, you know, I'm not that useful for God's kingdom. God loves you. And you say, well, I have this past. And I say, God loves you. And you say, well, I messed up here and I've been away and I haven't been following God and I'm trying to get back, but I don't think He's really, you know, I don't think I'm really right yet. And He looks at you and He says, you're a great pearl. You are a great pearl. You are a pearl of great price. And you are worth Him dying for in His eyes. That just, you need to think about that for a while. You are worth the Son of God dying for. That's how valuable you are. That's how precious you are in His sight. And it's not just because of all of us. It's not because, oh yeah, well, the world is in need, so there's so many of them, we got to do something about all of them. It's not this big collective price that makes it worth it. He says, one pearl. And I think that's in there. Jesus is brilliant when he tells his parables. He is just brilliant. He didn't say it was a patch of pearls. He didn't say it was an ocean full of pearls. He didn't say it was a pearl farm. He said there was one pearl that he found. And that's it. One. And that one was worth selling everything. And what did Jesus give? Often you look at the price of something. The price is determined by what someone is willing to pay for it. You go on those, you hear these auctions every once in a while where this painting sells for $50 million or $30 million, and it's like some ridiculous price. And you think, well, it's just a painting, and to the untrained eye, you think, well, it's probably worth about $100. I don't know. It doesn't matter, maybe $200 to me. But somebody's willing to pay $30 million because they know what it's worth. And its value comes from what a person is willing to pay for it. And your value is set at the Son of God's life. Your value is given by how much Jesus was able, wanted to give up for you. Jesus wanted to give up and was willing to give up everything. He was willing to pay that price. So it says the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls who, when he had found one, went and sold all that he had. He gave up everything. He gave up all that he had. He was in heaven. You could look at the scene in heaven. There's several places in the Bible which describes the scene in heaven. Just amazing. Angels all around. Worship going on. You can't even imagine what's there. We get a little glimpse of it, but our minds can't contain it because we don't have any reference to these kinds of things. And it's just incredible, and Jesus is in the middle of all of that, and he takes this break and says, I'm going to go down, and I'm going to be tortured, and I'm going to live a meager life, an impoverished life, have nothing, and I'm going to do that all for you. That's our God. That's our God. He did that for us because he loves us so much. He did that for you. I could say he did it for us, and that's true, but he did it for you. He gave up everything so that he could be with you. He gave up everything so that he could have the chance to be with you. He gave it all up. And he gave it up willingly. There's no indication that there was an argument or a struggle. Or, oh, come on, I don't really want to go. Do I have to? Isn't there any other way? No, he said, oh, that's a beautiful pearl. I got to get it. I got to have it. I got to purchase it. And so he purchased it. And the Bible tells us that he purchased us. We are purchased with his blood. And he went to the cross for you and for me. And he had to go to the cross because we are a sinful people. We are full of sin. We are born in sin. You might be much better than the next guy, but still you're not the level of sinlessness that the Bible requires. And so Jesus knows that, and he says, I'm going to pay the price for them. I'm going to pay the price for them. And this is what salvation is about. This is what salvation is about. When we say salvation, that means something needs to be saved. That means something is in trouble. And we're in trouble because we are sinful people. And if you've committed any sin any time in your life, you are in trouble with God. But Jesus knows that. He's made a way. He's paid the price. He's done it all to make things right. And that is why he is our Savior. That's why he's our Savior. Because he has opened up the door of salvation to us. And we come to him and we understand who we are. Yes, Lord, we are not good enough for you, but you have paid the price. Lord, I want you, and I accept the price that you have paid. I accept the price that you have paid, and salvation comes at that point. That is salvation. That is salvation, and Jesus says, I got to do it so that they could come to me. I have to give up everything so that they could come to me. That's the beauty of our God and the amazing worth that you have in his eyes. The amazing love that he has for you, that he would give up everything so that he could obtain you, so that he could purchase you. And then yet he still makes it voluntary. He still makes it voluntary and allows you to choose whether you will accept him. The plan of salvation is beyond human thought. I don't know if a human can come up with such a plan. It says that he sold all and he bought it. He bought us with his blood. He bought us with the ultimate price of his life. When the Bible tells us that we're not good enough, Jesus stepped in and said, I know they're not good enough. I'm going to pay the price for them so that they can be free. He bought us. He paid our price. He said, I understand that they cannot do it on their own. They need a Savior. I will be the Savior. And he became that Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. And he did it all. Because you are precious in his sight. You are the great pearl. And when we realize our value, when we realize our value in his eyes, that he's not just angry at us, that he's not just mad at us for all the bad that we've done, even though probably you could tell things, I could tell things, we all could tell things, that we're like, oh boy. God's like, all right, they can all be clean, removed as far as east is from the west. Gone. Doesn't matter. He's paid for them all. No sin is too great. He says, I've paid for them all. It is this Savior that we come and worship. It is this Savior that we sing about. It is this Savior that we put our trust in. It is this Savior that we put our lives in. It is this Savior that allows us to go on. It is this Savior that makes each and every day worth living. It is this Savior that gives us hope And if you don't know the Savior, today is the day to know Him. Today is the day to say, I will accept your sacrifice. I will accept your sacrifice. Lord, I know that I am a sinner. And Lord, I know that I need you. I know that I need you. I want to be part of this loving relationship with you. Today is the day to open your heart and say, I will accept Christ. I've been away a little too long. I haven't been following fully. Today is the day to put the line in the sand and to say, I'm going to follow. I'm going to move forward with God. He is worth it. He has paid the price. He has done everything that He can do because you are worth it. And now He says, will you come to me? Will you come to me? Worship team, would you come on back up? We are about to close. The question for each and every person here, and I'm not gonna ask you to stand. I'm not gonna ask you to come forward. I'm not gonna ask you this, but do if you are away from God right now and you want to be close to Him, just pray in your own mind, in your own words, and ask God to forgive you, and ask Him to come into your life. Ask Him, and tell Him that you will accept Him as your Savior. It is that simple. The plan of salvation is so simple. It is so easy. And it is so worth it. There is nothing that can compare to it in this life. Make an eternal investment today and do something that will last you for eternity. It could start today. You do not have to clean yourself up because you can't. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way, and He has paid the price for your sin. Let's bow our heads and in a prayer right now. If you are away from God and you want to accept Him as your Savior, I will pray a prayer along with you. You pray in your own words. Lord, we come to you, and Lord, if there are any that are here that do not know you as Savior, we ask you, Father, that you would move on their hearts, Lord. Lord, that you would open our eyes and we would see the need for you and the great love that you have for each and every one of us. Do an eternal work in all of our lives. Draw us all closer to you today, Lord. Draw us all closer to you as we see the incredible love that you have for us today, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would all stand.